FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Donald Trump campaign is busy putting out another fire. There are published reports that Trump has inappropriately touched women.
The New York Times publishing accusations by two women that Donald Trump touched them inappropriately.
It was over 35 years ago. His hands were all over me.
Trump has threatened to sue the Times over the report. The campaign releasing a statement that calls the story a political attack and reads in part, quote, "This entire article is fiction." The campaign is also batting away an accusation in a People magazine article in which a reporter says she was physically attacked by Trump at Mar-a-Lago in 2005. A Trump spokesperson reportedly told People, quote, "This never happened. There is no merit or veracity to this fabricated story." I'm Reed Binion.
No big surprise here. The Washington Post this morning is endorsing Hillary Clinton for president. The Post calls her, quote, "well-qualified, well-prepared." And the Post says, quote, "No, we are not making this endorsement simply because Ms. Clinton's chief opponent is dreadful." Two Boston police officers are fighting for their lives this morning after being shot by a man wearing body armor and armed with an assault rifle. The officers were shot overnight while responding to a call of domestic disturbance. Other officers eventually shot and killed the suspect. Metro's board of directors today is set to discuss the possibility of fare increases and service cuts as the board faces a $275 million budget deficit.
There's no easy answer to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
We're not going to address any kind of fare increases. We're just going to force Virginia and Maryland to kick in more money.
Instead of the scenario where Metro has to go asking for more money every year, some have asked for a dedicated funding stream through a new tax, like most other systems have. How difficult is that?
Pretty difficult.
Hogan says his counterpart in Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, is open to the idea, but
before I could even conceive of going back to my legislature, we need some metrics
to prove that safety and reliability are improving. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants specifics.
Let's identify what those goalposts are and the timelines.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Montgomery County School System has added 21,000 students over the past decade, and it's getting expensive. The county council's already raised taxes, and now a committee is looking at other ways to make sure there's enough money to educate all those kids.
Two ideas being discussed today by the council's education committee: changing or eliminating supplemental pension benefits for teachers and increasing the portion of health insurance premiums paid by school system employees. Montgomery County School System is the only one in the state that offers supplemental pension benefits. The Office of Legislative Oversight found the school system could save up to $10 million by making changes to that pension system, and employees may need to pay more for health insurance in the future. The committee's considering decreasing the percentage of health care premium costs paid by the school system. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, it all comes down to one game tonight here in Washington.
It's do or die for the Washington Nationals and Los Angeles Dodgers as they meet in Game 5 of their division series tonight.
Man, this is going to be a heck of a ball game. The effort from both sides over the first four games has been incredible.
Starting pitcher Max Scherzer in the Nationals host the matchup in D.C., with the winner advancing to the National League Championship Series to face the Chicago Cubs starting Saturday at Wrigley Field. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,144, the Nasdaq at 52,39. Sports, the national season is on the line tonight. It's Game 5 of their division series with the Dodgers. NHL, the Caps regular season starts tonight against the Penguins in Pittsburgh. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weeknights at 6.
I cannot and I will not stand idle.
The Great One.
We need things shaken up. We really do.
Mark Levin.
That's what we need to do.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one: don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Beltway jam solid trying to get up and through to Tyson's. Inner loop right as you come off of 95, and that goes stop and go to just as you approach 66. Still looks like the right lane is taken away with the cleanup of the earlier crash. 66, a lot of volume with us through Manassas, Centerville, and a lot of fog as well for everybody. So keep that in mind. Low beams as well. 395 off the Beltway, the landmark slow, and then out of Shirlington, have heavy volume up ahead. Just be careful as you approach the 14th Street Bridge. All of your lanes are open, but now we also have help at the scene of the crash that's confined to the shoulder and also on that exit ramp to go onto the George Washington Parkway. For the Wilson Bridge, we're back near Route 5, Suitland Parkway, heavy volume already, back near Silver Hill Road. Route 4 pushing up to the Beltway with lanes open but quite slow, and on 270, crash just reported southbound in Rockville near 370. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking forecast here today. Clouds mix up with sunshine, and we'll see temperatures climb to about 77. Overnight tonight, cold front comes through. No precipitation, but cooler temperatures, 50, suburbs cooler. Plenty of sunshine on Friday, cooler 65, and then warming up over the weekend into next week. We might have some 80-degree days. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Gainesville, 50 in Kensington, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by VNF Office Products. Staying late for the Nats game tonight could be as problematic as a Clayton Kershaw curveball. Find out more about your options at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, Maryland Comptroller Peter French on the ongoing battles that are taking place in the state of Maryland about when school should start. The governor has some ideas. Montgomery County School Board has other ideas. We'll get that at 8:05. At 8:15, D.C. Metro Board Chair, member of the D.C. Council, Jack Evans, and at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we know he is the president of Judicial Watch, the government watchdog group that through FOIA requests over the last few years in the Obama administration has been able to expose so many of what this government has been up to behind the scenes. But he's also the author of a brand new book, Clean House, Exposing Our Government's Secrets and Lies. He is Tom Fitton. Tom, thanks for joining us in studio, sir.
Gentlemen, good to be with you again.
Well, there's so much to get into with your investigations, with the WikiLeaks email drops and other revelations that we've learned. But before we do, I would like to ask you a little bit about the book, because obviously we've had you on quite a bit with regard to the emails that you've been able to uncover through FOIA requests off of Hillary Clinton's email servers. But Judicial Watch has been in the forefront of a lot of issues during the Obama administration, and Clean House covers a lot of them, right?
It does, ranging from Benghazi to the IRS scandal. You read about the IRS scandal again in the book, and the details that we have, not based on our opinion, but based on the documents given to us by the Obama administration, you're going to think, what's going on here? You had the IRS targeting all these conservatives in 2012, auditing people and collaborating.
Politically motivated audits.
It wasn't based on anything other than the politics. It's pretty clear. And then you had the FBI and the Department of Justice, James Comey's FBI, and the Department of Justice collaborating with Lois Lerner and the IRS to figure out ways to prosecute the very groups the IRS was targeting. So let's be clear here. The IRS scandal was more than about IRS targeting. It was also about an effort by Democrats and the IRS and the Department of Justice and the FBI to put these same groups in jail, or the leaders of these same groups in jail. Now, I know there's been a lot of complaints about someone saying they want to put someone in jail this week, but let's put it clear. Based on the politics of the situation, you had the political opponents of President Obama being targeted for jail and prosecution by his IRS and Department of Justice, and it only was undone because of the Because the IRS scandal was exposed.
It was exposed, yes.
You know, we're fortunate to have you on a very big day in the history of Judicial Watch, because you have been trying for some time now to get answers from Hillary Clinton. And today, you will receive the answers to the 25 questions you were allowed to pose to her, written questions, and she has to respond in writing today. What do you expect will happen?
Well, I'm hoping we get the actual answers today rather than a series of objections and no answers from her lawyers. But she has to respond under oath.
Under oath.
So they're going to be written out, and they're going to be under oath. They're going to be about her email system, why she used it, how it was intersected with the Freedom of Information Act, which is the records law that allows us to get access to these records, the Federal Records Act, which requires her to keep track of all of her government business.
Right.
And we ask about deleted records.
Deleted records.
Yes.
So she has to answer this under oath. What if you find out later that the answers are not truthful?
Well, there has to be some reckoning with the court. The case is before Judge Emmett Sullivan. My experience with Mrs. Clinton and her previous statement under oath that was filed with the court was under penalty of perjury. For instance, she said, as far as I know, all of my government emails were turned over.
She always puts a caveat in there.
You know, and right. You know, I don't know if that's good enough for the court. It may be cute, but I don't know if it's good enough for the court in terms of being accurate.
And there are more developments from Judicial Watch is expecting today?
Yeah, we have new emails from Yuma Abedin, I think we'll be releasing today. They talk about, again, intersection between the donors and the Clinton State Department, the donors to the Clinton Foundation and Clinton Inc. generally. At one point, for instance, she's speaking up at the Clinton Global Initiative in 2009, which was a project of the foundation. And everyone was setting up, and there was a lot of email traffic about setting up a photo op with primary sponsors of the event. That's money raising.
We've seen, Tom Fitton, out of these WikiLeaks dumps from John Podesta's email, some interesting commingling between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department. And most specifically, we saw some emails that tagged people who wanted to give care to Haiti. They were asked, well, are these friends of Bill Clinton? You need to identify them so we can put them on a fast track. If not, they need to go through these other channels. Have you seen that sort of thing with regard? And this is why it's very important to me. With regard to something like care for the Haitians after the earthquake, where so many Americans dug deep into our pocket to help provide a charity for these people who needed it the most, and it was politicized by the State Department. Did you see and uncover any of that in your emails?
We don't have anything specific on that, but let me tell you, on Haiti specifically, the Clinton administration, from the days of the first Clinton administration, it's been notorious among students of the Haiti situation about how the Clinton gang has been basically working an angle on the country of Haiti in terms of benefiting from contracts there. There were telecommunication contracts that the Clinton gang had their tender hooks into. And then, of course, there have been a lot of complaints about the way the aid was distributed, how it didn't really get to help the people, and who was responsible and who was designated as the key point person there. Bill Clinton and, frankly, George H.W. Bush, I think, was involved in helping on the Clinton. It was George W. Bush who partnered with him on Haiti aid. And then, you know, the one thing that has popped up in our emails is that Cheryl Mills was given a dispensation to work on Haiti.
Right.
And, you know, as you know, the Clinton Foundation was heavily involved in it as well. So
Cheryl Mills, while she was working at the State Department or immediately after working at the State Department, then suddenly had connections with groups that were given government contracts for Haitian aid.
Well, her portfolio involved helping on the Haiti situation, and she was conflicted in such a way that required specific ethics approval to do it.
Right.
So she got what I think is a notorious thing here in Washington, which is an ethics waiver.
An ethics waiver.
You know,
if you're going to give an ethics waiver to everybody, yeah. It's Cheryl Mills,
or to be
right.
More fair to her, they didn't see any ethics problem with her doing what she had to do, but she had to ask to make sure it was okay.
Yeah, she's chief of staff for Hillary Clinton and also doing work for the Clinton Foundation at the same time. According to a story in the Daily Mail today, helped to remodel the structure of the organization, helped the organization prepare for an audit, and counseled William Jefferson Clinton on his speaking gigs and his consulting work.
All while drawing a government paycheck from the State Department.
Right.
And unless she had a waiver to do that, she wasn't allowed to do it at least for 2 years under President Obama's ethics rules when she first came in, but she was not only doing that, but approving Bill Clinton's speeches and Clinton Foundation monies that were were tied to Clinton's speeches and the foundation.
I'm sorry. I have a quirky sense of humor. You just said something that struck me funny. Was that, did you say President Obama's ethics rules? Was that the phrase you used?
Is that an oxymoron?
I'm sorry. It just struck me as funny. More with Tom Fitton here in studio. Yeah. Next up, I want to ask you about what we're learning now about the commingling between the mainstream media and the entire Clinton campaign, and not just at the State Department, not just with the campaign, but also with the State Department. I bet you have something to say about that. And more with Tom Fitton. Keep it right here at 7:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten, which rymes with Fitton, by the way, in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely. All right, here we go. Maryland Beltway. Good news on the crash outer loop near River Road. That's cleared out of the travel lane. So if you're coming around the Beltway out of Bethesda past Old Georgetown Road, stick with it. The pace is getting better. Nothing blocked up ahead. It has given us delays, though, coming off of 270, pretty much continuous out of Gaithersburg and on to the 270 spur. Now, the latest problem on the Maryland Beltway, we've had a lot of accidents. This one's going to be on the inner loop as you head south of 50, the John Hanson Highway past FedEx Field. It's going to be on the inner loop past 214 Central Avenue, outer loop, rubbernecking at the scene of the crash. We still have fire and rescue responding. DC 295 north as you head north from the Wilson Bridge up toward the Naval Research Lab, scene of the earlier crash. Virginia Beltway, absolutely jammed solid, heading north out of Newington as you join onto the inner loop of the Beltway, but the crash up ahead at I-66 out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got another beautiful autumn day today, a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 77. Tonight, clear skies, low near 50. And then tomorrow, sunny skies, high near 65. So it's a little cooler tomorrow. Right now, 54 degrees at 7:16.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch joins us. His new book, Clean House, Exposing Our Government's Secrets and Lies. I'm sure you've been watching all of the WikiLeaks dumps that we've seen of John Podesta's emails. And there certainly seems to be a recurring theme, and that is the commingling between participants in the mainstream media, anchors, reporters, contributors like Donna Brazile wearing multiple hats when she's on the air, and all of this back and forth with the campaign, all the lovey-dovey talk, all of the support, all of the sharing of information, pre-screening questions, things like that. When we have you on and we talk about the things that Judicial Watch is uncovering, a constant refrain is, why isn't anyone in the media paying attention? Well, is it possible that we're seeing exactly why the media is not paying attention?
Well, you're certainly seeing it with the elite media. You know, my perception is a lot of the folks who cover the campaigns and such are close to the campaigns they cover. And but when you see John Harwood have this kind of special relationship with John Podesta, and then the CNN contributor Donna Brazile, you know, I don't know if you can attribute that to CNN or maybe Donna Brazile not doing, following the rules that she was supposed to in terms of sharing questions with the Clinton campaign just before a debate or
a
town
it's
hall.
Well, probably both, because how else did Donna Brazile get this question if someone at CNN did not provide it for her?
Well, that's a good question. And the other thing is, I see the New York Times was allowing the Clinton camp to approve quotes.
Yes.
Well, and that was the condition of doing the story.
Well, hold on. I was going to ask you about that, because I see right here in the New York Times today, there's a lovely article about Judicial Watch and you, and I'm just wondering, did you get that same consideration when they did this article? Did they show you the quotes they were going to use and give you veto power over them?
No, they did their fact checking with us, but we didn't get that consideration. and I should have thought
and
to
nobody
ask.
Else does either.
Yeah, I mean, Hillary Clinton, that's the condition of working with Hillary Clinton that the New York Times is willing to abide by. But I just can't imagine being able to say, hey, you know, you can't run the story without telling me which quotes you're going to use and giving me veto power over specific quotes.
I want to ask you a little bit about the machinations of a FOIA request under the Obama administration and the Clinton State Department. I mean, we've been reading about the travails and work that you've had to go through to get any kind of response. You had to take the State Department to federal court to finally get some of these emails out and to be able to get the information that by law you and any other American citizen has the ability to access. But I'm reading Sarah Westwood, a great investigative reporter at Washington Examiner. She tweeted out yesterday, listen to this, how surprising that the FBI FBI rushed to answer my FOIA request for Trump-related documents, but still fighting Clinton-related requests in court. Apparently, she got her turnaround on a FOIA request regarding Donald Trump in 6 days. Does that mesh with your experience with FOIA requests in the Obama administration?
No, we measure our response rates by years often. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these Clinton emails we're talking about have been years in the offing in terms of trying to get access to basic information. Yuma Abedin emails, the pay-for-play emails that have been coming out over the last few months, the State Department received those in late 2015, and they're turning them over to us almost a year after that. That's how long we have to wait for documents to come out. And then, you know, I thought what was outrageous about the emails that have been released is the revelation that the Clinton campaign is talking to the Department of Justice about the FOIA litigation.
Yeah.
I'd like to know more about that. Because obviously they don't give, you know, if we ask them any questions about anything related to the Clinton State Department, the typical answer is, you know, if you want the answer, you're going to have to go to court for it.
But the campaign was getting a direct pipeline.
Well, that's what it looks like.
It does look like it.
And I think there has to be a serious investigation as to what else was going on. Was it just on FOIA? Was it on the criminal investigation? Who were the sources? Who in the Department of Justice was talking to the Clinton campaign? Where's the information on that? Why is there silence from the Obama administration on this? Remember, the Clinton email scandal is not just a Clinton scandal. It's an Obama scandal.
Right. But here's the thing about that. It's not only just the Department of Justice. It was the Department of State. They were sending regular updates to the campaign saying, here's what's going to happen today. Here's what we're expecting to happen. And heads up on this email that's going to be coming out.
Well, we knew they were doing that. We were complaining about it at the time. And now everyone's seeing why we had rights to complain about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned that these questions, the 25 questions that you're going to get answers to from Hillary Clinton, are under oath. Now, that's something that even FBI Director James Comey didn't require of Hillary Clinton during the investigation of her use of an unauthorized non-government email server that ended up having top secret information on it. I wonder, as you're hearing these reports now over the last 12 hours about unnamed FBI agents, senior sources at the Bureau saying that it was nearly unanimous that they thought that charges should be brought against Secretary Clinton, your reaction to what you're seeing now unfold with Director Comey and the FBI, and whether you're going to be following up with some FOIA requests related specifically to the investigation.
Well, we do have FOIA requests pending on the investigation. If anyone concludes that Comey's decision wasn't based on anything other than politics, I don't know what to do to persuade them. He didn't investigate her testimony. He didn't look at the obstruction of justice. And now there are stories today suggesting that Congress wants to figure out whether Comey was being truthful to them when he was describing the elements of the investigation. He was describing an investigation, it looks like, to Congress that really didn't take place.
Have you done anything to try to get at what happened on the tarmac in Phoenix and that meeting between Bill Clinton and the Attorney General? What the follow-up conversations were? Are there any emails about this? Were there reports filed by FBI people on the ground who were there?
We did do a FOIA on that. We did get some information. Nothing groundbreaking yet, but it's still an open book. Let me put it this way. We have hundreds of Freedom of Information Act requests pending with this administration. And you can bet anything that's you're curious about, we have a request pending about.
All right.
Tom Fitton, almost out of time, but I got to ask you, Judicial Watch has been around for a while. You've been with the organization for, 6 years now?
Almost 20 years.
Oh, yeah, but as the president, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
In this role?
Yeah, 18 years.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that. I thought that you were relatively new in this position.
I know I look younger than I am.
Well, I got to say, Judicial Watch has been a bit on steroids in the last few years, and you've got a pretty high profile. You do a lot of media, and you are sort of seen as one of the people who's really getting to the truth about some of the things that have happened in this administration. Are you starting to get people coming up to you on the street, friendly people, saying, boy, have I got a story for you? Have I got something you've got to expose?
Yeah, we're always getting whistleblowers and tips coming forward. And obviously, if there's information out there, you should come to us. And unlike the WikiLeaks crowd, we get things done lawfully. We have lawyers that work for us. All these email revelations we're talking about, we use the legal process to get. And whistleblowers who think the laws are being violated, you know, should try to come forward to, you know, whether it be Judicial Watch or to Congress or to other folks they're allowed to under law. And we get tips all the time from folks saying, hey, look here, look there, look everywhere.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you feel like the Justice Department is not providing you the justice you should be getting as a citizen with regard to this government,
that's right.
And if you feel like Congress is not providing the oversight that you deserve with regard to this government, then you need to support Judicial Watch. Their website is judicialwatch.org. And support Tom Fitton. Get that book. It's called Clean House. Tom, thanks for having us. Thanks for having us. Thanks for being here. It's good
to have
you.
You're welcome.
It's 7:24.
When you're buying a new roof, a competitive price is crucial. But the real difference is quality. And New Look Home Design is a proven quality leader. That's why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Discover the benefits of having New Look install your new roof this fall. Right now, New Look's lenders are offering all qualified customers 0% financing on their new roof. So don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is 7:25, now WMAL, traffic and weather, every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we said bye-bye to the crash at the 14th Street Bridge. In fact, I just watched the VDOT truck even leave the shoulder, so nothing left to check out. However, hello to the morning commute. A lot of volume everywhere, and for 395, continuous backup as you come out of Landmark 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. A tough one this morning. Extra caution, please, because of the foggy conditions everywhere. And make sure you're allowing plenty of braking distance if you should need it, so allow plenty of time to get where you're going. Now, on the inner loop of the Beltway, inner loop in Virginia, I-66 crash had been cleared over to the shoulder, but I'm still looking at delays as you come off of northbound 95. On the Maryland Beltway, incident is going to be near FedEx Field, inner loop southbound as you pass and approach 214 Central Avenue. Outer loop, it's the rubbernecking delays on the approach 270. Here we go through Urbana and Hyattstown slow, and now Gaithersburg onto the 270 spur, crash after the spur had been cleared. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front off to the west of us, really not going to make much impact over the next few days. We'll back it off a little bit by tomorrow, then warm back up. Clouds mixed with sunshine as we go through today, 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
54 degrees right now, it's 7:27. All right, listen, whatever aging gracefully means to you, you should listen to Darlene from Missouri. She wrote in and said, I heard about it on the radio. The results on my fine lines and even the deep forehead wrinkles were dramatic. I get compliments all the time. It's like I never aged. Wow, that sounds good, doesn't it? What is she talking about? She's talking about the new Esotique XV anti-wrinkle cream. It's enhanced with plant stem cell technology, powerful natural peptides. It's the cutting edge of anti-wrinkle science. The plant stem cell formula combats this chronological aging, wrinkles, fine lines, UV damage that can cause skin redness. And of course, duh, it works for men and women. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I'm amazed at the results. So listen, for a limited time right now, you can try Esotique XV absolutely free for a full 30 days. The results are going to blow your mind, or you just don't pay. Call now. You'll also get the Deep Firming Vitamin C Serum as a free gift just for trying Esotique XV. Here's the number, 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. You look younger, or you don't pay a dime. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic.
Oh, I got plenty of it, too.
Hey, remember that empty lot on 8th Street Northwest when you're getting on 395?
Yeah, used to say GPO. I've spent hours stuck in traffic there.
Well, Tom at work told us the story behind it. Moran's ex-wife owns it.
Luann Bennett? She's running for Congress.
Yep.
really connected developer. In the 90s, she got a sweetheart deal on it and had to build a preschool with daycare center on the land.
Close to federal buildings. That neighborhood could have really used it in the 90s.
Exactly. But she broke her promise to avoid a hefty tax bill.
She got away with it?
Of course. Connections and stuff.
So what happened with a preschool?
Developer Luann Bennett never built it. Made it a parking lot instead.
Useless.
Not for her. She rented it out for $5 million.
So Bennett avoids a $30 million tax bill but takes in $5 million in income?
Pretty much.
Developer Luann Bennett. She makes government work. For her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. NRCC.org.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up on WMAL, a backstory here now revealed about the changing of the name of J.E.B. Stewart High School in Fairfax County. You'll never believe what the school board's trying to hide from you. We'll tell you about it next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. And new this hour, Bob Dylan has won this year's Nobel Prize in Literature. The Swedish Academy recognized Dylan for, quote, having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. Donald Trump's lawyers are demanding that the New York Times retract a story in which two women claim Trump touched them inappropriately.
The Trump campaign quickly issued a statement denying all the allegations and saying that they believe the reports were politically motivated. Jason Miller, who's a senior communications advisor for the Trump campaign, says in a statement, quote, this entire article is fiction, and for the New York Times to launch a completely false coordinated character assassination against Mr. Trump on a topic like this is dangerous.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. Two Boston police officers are in critical condition this morning after being shot overnight while answering a domestic disturbance call. Police Chief William Evans says the suspect was armed with an assault rifle.
The suspect's deceased at this time inside the home. Command the officers, they moved in and neutralized the threat pretty quick that no one else got killed.
Meanwhile, a gang member who prosecutors say targeted, ambushed, and killed two Palm Springs, California police officers is due in court today to answer to charges. The Metro Board is about to consider fare increases and service cuts as ways to close a looming $275 million budget gap. The most extreme scenario they're considering would increase fares 35%. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,144, the NASDAQ at 5239. Sports, Max Scherzer starts tonight for the Nationals in the deciding Game 5 of their playoff series with the Dodgers. The Caps open their regular season tonight against the Penguins in Pittsburgh. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A lot of pressure below my eyes and above my eyes. A whole lot of pressure with headaches, a lot of tiredness, just wanting to lay down a lot.
I was having a lot of sinus congestion. It just progressively got worse. I almost couldn't function.
That's Jennifer and Mary. Both have suffered for years with chronic sinus infections.
I actually went to several doctors. I got antibiotics, allergy shots, and nothing really seemed to work.
Now, their issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Sinus Cure called balloon sinuplasty.
I feel great. My sinuses are completely clear. It was simple.
100% better. I would encourage anybody to have the procedure.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections? Facial pain, pressure, congestion, headaches? Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Set an appointment today with Sinus Cure. Call 301-968-6618. 301-968-6618. That's 301-968-6618.
Send that energy hog of a heating and cooling system out to pasture and get a new one from Lennox and the stand-up guys from Snell.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Let's get you a new home comfort system, one that'll be energy efficient season after season. The Lennox systems installed by my stand-up guys come with lifetime warranties. It might be the last heating and air conditioning system you'll ever have to buy for your home. And with approved credit, we can even help you finance it with payments as low as as $86 a month. And if that hasn't knocked your socks off yet, well, let me sweeten the deal. We'll add a 10-year parts and labor guarantee. You're totally covered until the year 2026. Heck, we'll probably have flying cars by then. And of course, that new furnace and air conditioner will be expertly installed by my stand-up guys.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Gaithersburg or Thursday in Fairfax. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland around the Beltway as you approach 214 Central Avenue. Heavy each direction, but the incident on the Interloop southbound side that had been blocking a lane. In on 50, looking pretty good through Annapolis and Bowie, but varying conditions this morning now with the foggy conditions, so please just take it easy. Top side of the Beltway jammed from on the approach. Actually, we're before 95. This morning around 2 Georgia Avenue. Everyone's still slow to get past River Road from the earlier crash. There is slow coming around from Old Georgetown Road and off of 270 out of Germantown, a continuous backup. Here's how we look on the Beltway in through Tysons. The earlier crash was Interloop at I-66, now cleared, but delays as you come out of Newington, now through Annandale. And on 66, it's a solid lineup through Centerville, coming out of Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and toward Vienna. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front off to the west of us, really not going to make much impact over the next few days. We'll back it off a little bit by tomorrow, then warm back up. Clouds mixed with sunshine as we go through today, 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Alexandria, 48 in Rockville, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 737. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And boy, we've got a loaded 8 o'clock hour for you. We'll start with Maryland Comptroller Peter Franco on school districts trying to readjust their school schedules for next year. At 8:15, D.C. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans, lots of problems with Metro, especially tonight, abandoning Nats fans at the park and not getting them home on time. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN, a busy week in politics with Jake. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, a thanks to Channel 9 for bringing this story to our attention. It's on their website if you want to get more details on it. It has a story about the renaming of J.E.B. Stewart High School, Jeb Stewart High School in Fairfax County. You know, this is a controversial matter, but the story reveals that the school system had planned to spend about $100,000 to find a facilitator to lead a committee that would look into whether or not the name of that high school should be changed.
Where do I get a job like that?
Yeah, $100,000. That's what, according to the Channel 9 report. But apparently they did this sort of without letting anybody know. It was a secret and a surprise to many that indeed that they were letting contracts on this to find that facilitator. And according to Denise Patton, an opponent to the name change, she's angry because she says surveys of both districts
district residents and students found that most of the school district residents and students found that most are against the name change. And so to those who are within the sound of my voice out in that part of the world, I would like to know, are you against it or are you for the changing of this name? I'm going to go on to tell you some more stories about that. But if you have an opinion about whether or not it should be changed, 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Should they change it or not? I mean, this is, of course, Jeb Stuart, if you don't know, a famous Confederate general, a very key player in the Civil War. And it is many people's contention that we should not, in this day and time, have a school that honors somebody who fought for the Confederacy. So what do you think about that? 888-639-65. Now, here's the thing. Nobody knew, apparently, they were going to spend this $100,000. And so the school district, they apparently got caught with their red-handed on this. And they say that here's what the official response was after this story broke. You ready? A solicitation for the facilitator was conducted via standard Fairfax County Public Schools procurement process with the expectation the cost would not exceed $20,000. I say it's not $100,000, it's $20,000. I don't know where the $100,000 figure came, but they say only $20,000. They say a facilitator has not been hired, and the decision will be temporarily put on hold. So apparently what happened here is they got, this is controversial. We thought we could slip this under when nobody was paying attention, but now, since everybody is looking at us, we'll stop this process and have further discussions about this. This is the same thing we've been hearing from members of the school board out there, that they do things, in the dark of night, when nobody's looking, that they slip things in and without letting the elected officials of the school board know sometimes what is going on.
Yeah. Well, listen, if the question is just about the name change, listen, I think I've been on record as exposing myself as the Yankee that I am. I grew up in Michigan, where I have looked at the Civil War through the eyes and perspective, I know unique to this area, but the eyes and perspective of the winning side of the Civil War. That would be the U.S. Army, the United States of America, not that other foreign nation that tried to crop up there in the mid-19th century. I've been looking at it through the eyes my whole life of, Abraham Lincoln and the Republican Party, not the Democrats who wanted to own slaves and secede. So from that perspective, I've always been a big fan of Jeb Stuart. I mean, let's face it. He dallied around in Rockville there, messing around with wagons, and was late to the game up in Gettysburg. He probably screwed Robert Lee's plans at Gettysburg and helped turn the tide of the war. So, from my perspective, Jeb Stuart is a bit of a Civil War hero. But I've always said that I have a different standard when it comes to the actual Confederate soldiers and the people who are in the military versus the politicians. Jefferson Davis, I have no time for. But the military men, I certainly understand much of their perspective. And in honoring them in certain circumstances. But my position has always been the same. There's nothing wrong with a community reassessing who they honor at any given time. Schools' names have changed often throughout the history of our country. Street names have changed often. And there's nothing wrong with the community saying, okay, it was fine then. Now, if we have the right to change the name now. If Ms. Patton is correct and the community doesn't actually want this name changed, then that makes a difference to me. As far as the Fairfax School Board is concerned, though, I am with Ms. Schultz. I don't know why they're spending money the way that they are. You know what their big concern with Jeb Stuart High School should be right now? Let me give you some numbers. Right now, in Fairfax, in the district, they have an overall 81% mathematics proficiency in the district. At Jeb Stuart High School, it's 58%. In the Fairfax School District right now, they have a 92.3% graduation rate. At Jeb Stuart High School, it's 82% graduation rate. Put a little focus on that right now, yeah. And you can sort of hold the name change for a little while later.
Well, Elizabeth Schultz, school board member who has been on this show many times, says that she believes the estimated cost of doing this would be about $750,000, regardless of how much it costs to get the facilitator and have a discussion about it. She thinks that the overall cost would be about $750,000. My thing about this is, I sort of wonder about whether or not, you are doing away with the history of the school. I mean, at some point, the name of the school becomes identified with people who went there. They have a fondness for that. There's a history to the school that is separate and apart from the history of Jeb Stuart. And you're throwing all that away when you change the name, in my estimation. And I think that bothers a lot of people. Listen, it is now 7:43 on WMAL. We'll take your calls on this in just a moment.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you visit LyftDC.com, that's LYFTDC.com, you can make money driving your own car. I could rattle off the reasons why drivers love Lyft, like how you get paid just for joining and earning weekly 20% bonuses and keep 100% of your tips. But let's be real. You want to hear it from a real Lyft driver, like Paula in Pittsburgh.
Well, to be honest, I started driving for the money. But what Lyft gives me that my other options can't is flexibility. As a busy mom, I need to spend time with my kids. So the opportunity to earn anytime is priceless. And hey, I'm a people person. Lyft passenger. Fill my days with stories, laughs, music, and I get to help them out too, you know? It's more than a ride.
To join Paula on the road and take home hundreds in earnings bonuses and tips every week, apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. Plus, for a limited time, new drivers get a $500 bonus after signing up. Terms apply.
It's cold and flu season, so don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Quality Care is as close as one of our 20-plus Inova primary care offices. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at Inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, a little bit tricky this morning because of the foggy conditions and varying around the region. So please just allow extra time, extra caution. You want to make sure you have that braking distance, enough of that, and you don't want to be in a rush. Let's go Maryland in the Brookville area for our commuters that use New Hampshire Avenue, southbound New Hampshire Avenue, Brighton Dam Road for the crash under police direction. Also, I'm looking at a lot of heavy delays, which we see most morning commutes here on 32 southbound as you head past Tridelphia Road. Off and on down toward 108. If you're coming off of I-70 in Ellicott City to go south on 29, that's where we had the report of a crash, and I'm looking at 70 slow in each direction to make that merge onto southbound 29. Beltway delays. Virginia, Springfield heading up into Annandale. Earlier crash as you head up to I-66 gone. In fact, those delays now out of the Lorton area. And to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. The incident interloop near 214 Central Avenue had one lane blocked. Heavy delays each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sunshine throughout the day today. Any overcast around for the first part of the day goes away. 77 this afternoon. Front comes through with little fanfare. Just cooler temperatures tomorrow. Sunshine 65. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 54 degrees at 747.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11-6-16.
Fairfax County School Board decided very late yesterday afternoon, after a story was about to be broadcast, that maybe they don't want to spend a lot of money to find a facilitator to lead a discussion about whether or not Jeb Stuart High School should have its name changed over in Fairfax County. What do you think about that idea? Should that name be changed? According to some surveys, a lot of people don't want to see it. We'll start with Brian in Alexandria. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I am an alumni of Jeb Stuart, class of 76. Go Raiders, and the homecoming is this Friday, this weekend. But I thoroughly support the name change. You might people don't realize, and the school was named in the late 1950s when it was built, and it wasn't just this wonderful, wholesome nod to Jeb Stuart, but partially a stick in the eye to the segregation that was going on at the time. A lot of schools were suddenly, you know, in the 50s, named after Civil War related figures, so it wasn't just this purely wonderful, let's name it after Civil War figure. So for that reason...
So as an alumni, it wouldn't bother you at all to just say, you know, my warm feelings about the school that I went to, it's no longer called that. It doesn't bother you at all.
No, it doesn't bother me at all, and I know that I've been following this issue somewhat, and I know one of the proposed name changes that they're talking about is for after Thurgood Marshall, Supreme Court Justice Marshall, who lived just a few miles away from the school.
Mm-hmm.
So I, although there already is another Marshall High School.
Do you mind spending $750,000 to...
In the grand scheme of things, again, Stewart's had a almost 60-year run with the name. To honor somebody with the name of a school in perpetuity, I don't think Stuart rises to that level.
Right.
There are so many other figures that the school could be named after that would be much more. And like you said, things change over time.
Right.
In the 1950s, that's what they thought was an appropriate name.
Yeah.
It's 2016.
And you have a different opinion.
I think Brian makes a good point. This was 1958 when they granted the name, and it was just, a year and a half or 2 years after Brown versus Board of Education. And by the way, right now, the racial makeup of the school demographically, 50% black, 50% black, 23% white.
Wayne in Warrington, what do you think? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, what I think is these guys were all Americans, right? They still have descendants here.
And
I didn't know what the other caller just said, but the whole issue about erasing all the heroes from the Civil War is just another way for the administration to split the country, this time north and south.
It's not the Obama administration. It's the local Fairfax County School Board. And they were Americans, but they were also Americans that declared war against the United States of America.
It is Mike in Springfield's turn. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. We had low information voters now, and we had low information people then. Most of the Southerners that fought did not know what they were fighting for, except for they were against the federal government. Well, guess what? We have people on both sides who stood for what they thought was a noble cause. Jackson stood for his cause. Lee stood for his cause. Grant stood for his cause. To change the name now would be to erase another part of history, which most of the millennials out there and the kids who are in school now don't know a daggone thing about.
All right,
I don't consider myself a low information voter, Mike. And when we wrote the Declaration of Independence, we tore down statues to King George III. We didn't erase history. I still know who King George III is. We don't have statues to Adolf Hitler around our country, but I know who Adolf Hitler is. Germany doesn't have any statues to them, but they sure know their history. It's not erasing history. It's deciding who you honor from history.
It is now 7:51.
Money doesn't come with instructions. That's why my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services. At Edelman Financial, we're committed to serving your best interests. We started operating that way 30 years ago, and today we still do it the same way. Jean and I invite you to take advantage of my straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve all your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just as we've helped 30,000 other people just like you. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's
That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Time for our business report. Chuck Kamlicz at the CNBC News Desk.
Let's start you with the creepy Halloween business news department. Michael Jackson, top earning dead celebrity last year, $115 million. Peanuts creator Charles Schulz, number two, with $48 million. Elvis, down to three. Stocks are going to go down today, not because of that. Interest rates might go up in December, that's why. Wells Fargo's moving into the next phase of its existence. CEO John Stump resigned last night because of that fake bank account scandal. Tim Sloan took over this morning. New CEO told us his mission is to restore the bank's reputation. Delta Airlines profits fell last quarter because it had too many seats on its planes. Winnebago's profits rose because baby boomers can't buy enough RVs. Amazon's hiring 120,000 workers for its fulfillment centers to help deliver Christmas packages. And IMAX is now showing all eight Harry Potter movies, part of a promotion for a new Potter movie that's coming out next year called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. From CNBC Business News, I'm Chuck Kamlicz on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, this is Brian Kirchhoff. Do you spend time strategizing how to make up lost ground or how to get ahead, knowing we can't yet clone ourselves? Are you still considering real estate, network marketing, or even buying a franchise? My friends at Income Store proved years ago there's a better way. There's a better way to stabilize your home or business. There's a better way to start crossing items off your bucket list. How different would your household be if you had another income source that wasn't dependent on you? How different would your business be if you could add a second, third, or even fourth revenue model? Forbes recommends Income Store as a can't miss. Inc. magazine just honored Income Store as an Inc. 5000 company for the third time. For years, Income Store has shown individuals and companies that anyone and any business can add revenue at any time. To see the most cutting-edge way to increase your income, check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, as you're heading south of 50, the John Hanson Highway, still heavy on the brakes, but please tell me up ahead, everything on the shoulder. Inner loop near 214 Central Avenue. You could see this from the outer loop, so that's why we have the outer loop rubbernecking delays in that stretch. Everyone hung up trying to get past FedEx Field. That actually takes a little bit of the pressure off of the trip to the Wilson Bridge. So we're not back as far as Branch Avenue, but we're near St. Barnabas Road. That's the scoop there. Heading inbound Suitland Parkway, off and on the brakes from, before Route 5, and that'll take you up to DC 295 over the Douglas Bridge and over toward Nats Stadium. We'll go 295 heavy on the 11th Street Bridge to the freeway. Lanes reported open in that stretch. George Washington Parkway incident northbound near Spout Run as you pass the Key Bridge, southbound heavy. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sunshine throughout the day today. Any overcast around for the first part of the day goes away. 77 this afternoon. Front comes through with little fanfare. Just cooler temperatures tomorrow. Sunshine 65. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 degrees at 7:57.
Washington politicians like to talk, but we need leaders like Dr. Mark Plaster who actually get things done. An emergency room physician with decades of experience, Dr. Mark Plaster has the courage and poise to make the tough calls. At the age of 50, Dr. Mark Plaster enlisted in the Navy Reserves and completed two deployments to Iraq with the Marine Corps, where he served as a frontline battlefield surgeon. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will stand strong for our veterans, work to bring jobs back to our community, and make health care more affordable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Plaster. In Iraq, I commanded a shock trauma platoon. It was our job to stabilize wounded soldiers so they could be evacuated to help. I thought the war would be the worst thing our young heroes in the armed forces experienced, which is why I'm horrified by how they've been treated by the VA. In Congress, I will root out the corruption, fraud, and abuse in the VA system so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
In the Now, the new album from the legendary Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and producer, Barry Gibb. Barry Gibb, In the Now, available now.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll be joined by Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot